From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May and U.S. President Donald Trump held a joint news conference at the White House Friday, following talks where May said they laid the groundwork for a Britain-U.S. trade agreement.
The President and I have mentioned future economic cooperation and trade. Trade between our two countries is already worth over £150 billion a year. And I think the President and I are ambitious to build on this relationship in order to grow our respective economies, provide the high-skilled, high-paid jobs.
Britain's pending exit from the European Union and Trump's withdrawal from the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership will necessitate negotiating new trade agreements throughout the world. Trump said great days lie ahead for British and American people. On a separate topic, Mr. Trump addressed his relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I hope we have a fantastic relationship. That's possible, and it's also possible that we won't. We will see what happens. I will be representing the American people very, very strongly, very forcefully. And if we have a great relationship with Russia and other countries, and if we go after ISIS together, which has to be stopped, that's an evil that has to be stopped, I will consider that a good thing, not a bad thing. How the relationship works out, I won't be able to tell you that later.
Mr. Trump is expected to speak with Mr. Putin by phone on Saturday. The United Nations said Friday there was no confirmation of a postponement of the Syria talks scheduled for February. The UN statement came after Russia's foreign minister told Syrian rebels earlier in the day the UN-hosted peace talks would be postponed. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.